everybody, this is Lynn, and welcome to my space podcast. Now, before I get started with this podcast, I'll just point out a few things. First of all, anybody with a keen ear might notice that in some places you can hear two of me on this recording, and the reason for that is the fact that I was using just a bog standard tape deck with an external mic because I haven't got a digital recorder yet. I say yet because I am very much determined to get one. And the erase head on my tape deck is a bit kind of broken, so it doesn't actually erase, it just records over the top. It does erase, but it doesn't erase fully, so you can hear like snippets of me underneath myself, if you see what I mean. So that's explained that one away. I know last time I did a podcast, I did a thing on the audio games, and people were really keen to contact me, and I didn't leave any contact details. That was because, basically, I'm a bit scared of my details getting into the wrong hands, which I suppose I ought to kind of relax a bit, but you know how it is. But I do have some friends who are on the list, and they have said that if anybody wants to leave me a message or whatever, they will pass it on to me. So that's, at the moment, how you can get in contact with me. I may join the list at some point. And I also sometimes go in the chat room. So you might find me in there as well. So let's get on with the podcast. Hope you enjoy it.
Hi, Blank All Tech listeners. This is Lynn Reaper, and today I'm going to take you on a little tour of my house. Been really enjoying these space podcasts, so I thought I'd do one myself. I live in a semi-detached house in a little town called Sleaford. It's by no means the biggest house I've ever seen, but I'd say it's just a nice size. I'm standing at the moment by my front door, with my back to the front door, in the hallway, which isn't very big. I've got the staircase directly in front of me, and two doors, one either side. The front room door is to my right, or the front room, the living room, should I say, because they're actually both side rooms. The living room to the right, dining room to the left, and Dad's just coming out of it. No, he's not.
Yes,
you are. He's just gone in the living room. And to the left of the stairs is a kind of a junk cupboard. It actually goes up sort of parallel to the stairs, and there's coats hanging in it, and there's sort of all kinds of things down. It's like a little basket with hats and scarves and things inside it, and all kinds of shoes and slippers on the floor, and all sorts of rubbish down here. So now I'm going to take you into the living room. And get on Dad's nerves while he's watching the telly. And that's Bonnie saying hello. Bonnie is my Senegal parrot. Are you going to say hello again, Bonnie? Hello. Say hello again. Say hello. She's whistling, she's not going to do it. Say hello again. All right, don't say hello again then. Boring old thing. There's all sorts of things in here. There's, on the right, as you come in the door, there's a little armchair which squeaks. And that was Bonnie imitating it. Well done, Bonnie. Hello. There's the telly, which you can hear. Bonnie, obviously, is between the chair and the telly. And there's also a window. On the left... Whoops! I'm losing my balance. There are two identical sofas set at right angles, aren't they, Dad? Yeah, I was getting to that bit. One's a bed settee, as Dad rightly pointed out. As I walk across the room, bang, I hit the coffee table. To the right, I didn't describe that very well. I've actually turned round. The bird and the telly and the chair are now behind me, and the mantelpiece is on my right, which has a lovely chiming clock. Exactly, that's why I've come in here first. It's going to chime the quarter hour. It is, really. If I pretend I don't want it to chime, it will do. See how long we've got before it does chime. Yeah, it should. Any second it should chime the quarter hour, and it's because I'm waiting for it, it's taking a long time. You hear it ticking. Lovely. It's a nice little clock, that. And I bet Darren Duff's thinking, I've heard one of those before somewhere. Over here, I'm coming along with the mantelpiece on my right. Yes, I'm coming to the hi-fi cabinet, and you can hear the fish tank trickling, which quite frankly gets on my nerves. But there we are. This hi-fi actually is really nice. I can't remember what make it is. Do you remember that?
Hitachi.
It's a Hitachi. We've had it since about 1989, I think.
Six.
It's 86. Grief, have we had it that long? And by God, it can belt out some sound when it's plugged in, which unfortunately it's not at the moment. I also forgot to mention, between the two sofas is a play branch for Bonnie when she's out of her cage. And it's actually a cut-off apple branch with toys and things hanging off it that she can play with. And she has quite a bit of fun up there, don't you, Fluffy Bird? She's blowing me kisses now. Hello! Good girl! Right, let's go into a different room. See you later, Dad. You can get on with your telly now. Right. I'm now heading through to the dining room, which is directly opposite the living room. Now, this room isn't really that big. I think it would actually be a lot bigger if it wasn't so full of things. There's all sorts in here. As you come through the door, on the right, there's a cupboard, which used to be a bookcase. Dad actually put some doors on it, and it's now the shoe cupboard. As you walk straight ahead, bang, you hit one of the dining chairs. We've got a nice round table. It's round at the moment, but if we want to fit extra chairs around it, we pull it out, and it becomes an oval. To the left is another dining chair which has been left sticking out, so I'm going to move it. And now I've got the wire tangled up, that's better. Over here we've got the little cupboardy thing with the telephone on it. So I'm just getting tangled up with my microphone wire, that's it. Yeah, the little cupboard down here. It's like a little three-drawered little cabinet, and it's got these fantastic drawer handles which go when you let them go, and I think they're so funny. We've got a cordless phone on the top, which goes. Don't do that. That's it. Round the table we go to the right, and we have a piano, which unfortunately at the minute is full of things. It's like every other flat surface in this house. No flat surface is safe from clutter in this house. And unfortunately at the moment my piano is full. So I can't actually play it, which I was hoping to do. Never mind. That can be for another time. At right angles to the piano is a bookcase. It's kind of pushed in. It's almost level with the piano, but facing the other way. That's to the left of the piano. And then next to the bookcase is a nice bureau thing. It's kind of relatively new, and it's got lots of things on it, lots of bits and pieces, some ornaments, pictures, a rather nice little clock. Little quartz movement thing. Which is actually in a wooden box. My dad got that as a freebie. He gets lots of little freebie things. I think it's to advertise his business. He runs a taxi business and he gets lots of little packs of pens and this kind of thing. And if he buys so many, he gets these little freebies. He actually got a little radio the other week as well, which is really kind of cool. Some metal thing, little milk jug and teapot, and sugar basin down there. And a bowl here full of wooden fruits. Which actually I can never resist picking up and having a good feel at when I'm down here, because they all feel different. And quite a lot of them feel very realistic. And then there's... Oh, that's stuck. Hang on. What am I stuck on? Get off! Sorry, my microphone wire was caught around the cupboard drawer handle. Pick it up so it doesn't tangle. That's it. Round to this left again. The left of the bureau-y thingy. And you can't actually get into that corner because there's a chair sticking in the way, but I'm around the other side of the table now. The table's here. Beyond the table is actually the window and the radiator. You could get round that way if I push that chair out of the way, but I can't bother, so I'm going to go back the way I came. But I'm not going to go out of the room because I haven't finished. Although I've finished the dining room, if I go back to where the dining room door is, which is here, and instead of going out, I put the door to my right, and I go straight ahead and into the... Whoops! Now then, you're not supposed to do that. That's a kind of plasticky mat thing that Mum decided it would be a good idea to put on the floor down there, and it will insist on sticking to my slippers. Right, okay. I'm now in the kitchen. You'll probably hear the different floor texture. It's just an average kitchen. That's the microwave oven running. That's our dinner cooking. The central heating boiler's also humming away to itself in here, so there's quite a bit going on. Let's see now. How can you describe this room? Basically, it's very small. It's kind of narrow, more than anything else. And as you walk in the door, you've got the gas cooker to the right, and the worktop straight ahead of you with the sink and everything on it, which also has the microwave on it, way over to the left. There's a kettle over here as well. All the stuff you need for making a quick snack, really, is on this worktop. You got a cup of tea to the right and microwave snack meal to the left. Between the cooker and the worktop is the pantry. Here is where the fridge is, which is decorated with a number of little magnety things, some of which make nice noises. Fine, there's one that chimes, so we know when anybody's going in the fridge and being a pig. There's also one somewhere. Oh, where's it gone? Where's my bagpipes gone?
Where's my bagpipes gone?
There they are. A very nicely detailed set of bagpipes, which when you squeeze it, goes... Very nice, and I wish it was that really that easy to play the bagpipes. Believe me, it's not. And I will be doing a podcast to prove it very shortly. You can probably hear by the echo I've come out of the pantry again. I've got my back to the pantry door, and the worktop with the sink and the microwave on my right, and I'm walking straight ahead, and I've now got a worktop on both sides. The one on the left has things like the bread bin, the toaster, and it's also where you can usually find a pretty good selection of cakes and biscuits. Yummy. And I'm heading toward the back door, which I'm actually going to go through and try and describe this outside area. Little chimes on the door there. Be quiet. Our back door doesn't lead straight outside. It leads into a little lobby type area. Straight ahead of me is a door which leads into the outside loo, which I was actually going to go and flush, but I can't get in it. That's not fair. To the right of me is the back door which leads out into the back garden. And to the left of me is, well, what can I call it? The second front door, really, because actually this door that I've just opened, the what I call the back door, isn't actually a back door, it's the side door. So I've got the back door to my right and another front door to my left. It's a sort of, it leads front ways, but it's on the side of the house, if you like. I know what I mean. Hope you do. Before you get to the front door, or the side door, is another little door here, which makes an interesting noise when you open it. So I'll try and do that. Oh, it doesn't now. It used to have something hanging on the back of it. It used to go boing when you opened it, but it's not there now. And you can probably hear a soft humming sound. That's the freezer. This is like a little utility room. It has the freezer. It did have a tumble dryer in it, but it broke. It also has a small fridge where we keep a lot of cans of pop. Mainly iron brew. I'm an iron brew addict. I love the stuff. Okay, let's come over there. It's a bit strange out here. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll head out the back door into the garden because there's some lovely birdsong going on out here. If I can get the door unlocked, because it appears to be stuck. Oops. That's my tuned wind chime. Beautiful. Right, let's see if I can get this door open. Oh. Come on, key, be nice to me. This key doesn't want to turn. Let me just pop the mic down a second. Actually, I've got a tape deck there. The door opens outwards, but I have to pull it inwards to turn the key to unlock it. There we are. Pop. There we go. The door's open now. And I'm going to take you out into the garden for a few minutes, just so you can hear what it sounds like where I live. It's not a very big garden. And I can't remember my way around it, otherwise I would tell you where things are. That sounds beautiful. Couldn't you just stand out there and listen to that all day long? I know I could. And here's a sound that often I hear when I'm out here. This door has a hook to hold it steady, and it does tend to squeak. That's a dove cooing in the background. Do you hear that? In the summer, you can always hear that. Because that's what our door does when it's hooked open. I'm going to unhook it because I'm going to go back in now. And we're going to go upstairs. As much as I could stand and listen to those birds all day long, I really didn't ought to. Oops, got to shut the door. Now I've got to put the tape deck down again while I lock it. Oh, whoopsie. That wasn't supposed to fall over like that, but it did. Let's head inside, back into the kitchen, and shut the back door behind me, and like I say, we're going to head upstairs now. Back through the kitchen, through the dining room, and out into the hallway. it's warm in here. And up the stairs we go. Right, I'm still at the top of the stairs. On a landing. Which is kind of symmetrical. I've got the stairs to my back. Straight ahead of me is the back window, the big back landing window, which looks out onto the garden where I was just standing. If I take an immediate left, we'll finish up in the bathroom. You can hear again, we've got a different floor in here. It's like a lino, hard floor. Let's make sure that lid's down. Yes, it is. Let's put this down here. That's the toilet, whoops, where I've just put the tape deck, and just for effect. Why not? Right, it's on the right as you come through the door. Have to kind of walk a bit to get to it. This actually, I always say that this room has the noisiest door in the whole of the house. This door, you cannot shut this door quietly. It goes... Oh, it's not doing it at the moment, because it's warm. Sometimes when it's cold, the top of this door scrapes against the doorway and it goes... And it always does that at sort of like 3 a.m, but today, because it's warm in here, it actually closed quite nicely. It scraped a bit when I opened it, but it's not nearly as bad as it sometimes can be. Just thought I'd share that little bit of useless information. Right. Yeah, the loo's on the right as I walk in. Straight ahead of me is the sink. And that's the hot water tap. To the left of me is the bath, which has a power shower. Now, should I do this? Shall I? Should I? Ah, sod it, why not? That's funny. And, yeah, so that's more or less some of the bathroom. Well, there's lots of storage kind of built in underneath the sink and the bath. It's quite a nicely designed little bathroom, actually, right, anyway. If I come out of the bathroom and take a right, on my right is now the airing cupboard, which is small, very full, very warm, and smells nice. It smells of like washing powder and things, and it is kind of nice. It's full of nice, clean clothes. Close that door. And, yeah, like I say, put that back on my right. So I've come out of the bathroom and I've taken a right, and I'm heading into my mum and dad's room. Now, this is huge. This bedroom is really, really big. It is very, very full of all kinds of things. I don't come in here very often, and I will admit to not knowing my way around this room terribly well, because I generally keep out. What I've come in here to show you is the sheer difference between front and back of the house. And that was Bonnie shrieking, and if she does that again, I'm going to shriek back. You can probably hear, I'm standing by the window. The window is open. And you can probably hear the constant traffic noise. And not a great deal of birdsong. It's quite an amazing difference. Just through going from one side of the house to the other, you can get two completely different atmospheres. I quite like it. You can never be lonely around here. There's lots of people. Even if you don't know them, you can sort of stand at the window and listen to them passing by and talking and just know that there's people out there. Okay, so I'll come out of here. Oops, I'm tangled on something. Get off. Oops. This room is a mess. Right, I'm now back out on the landing again. I'm going to go back to the middle of the landing. Now, I forgot to mention that either side of our stairs, we've got these kind of banistery things. Sort of, how can I explain them? They've got a kind of wooden top, like a wooden post, and then a rail across the top, and then they've got like a sort of I don't know what it's made of, but it's got wallpaper on it, but it's... They're like sort of... I don't really know what you call it, actually. It's like a... Well, it's a banistery thing. That's what I usually call it. Bonnie! Do you mind? That's what you get when you don't give a Senegal parrot your full attention. Oi! Anyway, where was I? Yes, the banistery things. Yeah. Either side of the stairs, there's these banister things. And the layout of the landing is kind of symmetrical. So if I follow... if I come up the stairs and I follow the left-hand banistery thing round, I pass the bathroom and the airing cupboard and I get to my mum's room. Or mum and dad's room, where I've just been. If I come back to the middle of the landing, and I then follow the right-hand banister thing round, I pass my room, which I'll go into in a minute, and I go straight in to the spare room, which is where it all happens. You can probably hear my computer humming away to itself. Although this isn't actually my room, I do spend a lot of time in here. This is where I do all my computery stuff. I've got my own PC in here. My dad's got his PC in his room. I've also got a television, a little television, which has a video player built into it, and a NetGem iPlayer beside it, with my little zithery instrument sitting on top of it. I love that instrument. I don't even know what you call it. I got it for Christmas last year and I love it. Also in this room are a few of my musical boxes. I've got quite a collection of musical boxes and there were too many for my room, so I put a couple in here. Should I wind one? I can do that one because I can stop that one. That's a little... It's actually a jewellery box. And it looks like a piano and there's a little ballerina you can stand on a little platform and she dances around. It's kind of magnetic and the magnetic force moves her around. It's quite sweet. There's two others as well up there, but if I wind those up, they'll go on forevermore. There's a great big bed in here, which is where guests stay. It's a big double bed. There's also my accordion down here in its case. And my bagpipes in their case, which, as I mentioned earlier, we'll hopefully be doing a podcast on in the not-too-distant future. There's a bookcase over here which has various brailled books of all kinds of descriptions in, and all manner of stuff as well, crammed onto the shelves. And that's about it for in here. All the interesting things. So I'll come to the last room of the house and I'm going to strangle that bird if it doesn't stop screeching. Yes, I'll come to the last room of the house, which is my room, and my room is directly opposite the bathroom and it's very small. I like my little room. I'm going to come in the room and I'm going to close the door behind me. And that was an interesting noise, wasn't it? That was the cupboard above the bedside cabinet rattling when I closed the door. Yes, my tiny little room. I love my room. I would say my room says a lot about me. The first thing that most people notice when they come in here is the CDs. I've got lots of CDs. I've also got a lot of bells. I'll come to those in a moment. Right. And, as I mentioned previously, a lot of musical boxes. And a number of instruments. It's generally a kind of organised bomb site. there's lots and lots of things crammed into a very small room. Right, I'm stood on my back to the door. I can't even speak. To my left is the window, which looks out onto the... Hang on, I haven't got to you yet. Yes, the window, which looks onto the back garden, where I took you out into to hear the birdsong. Oh, bother, the clock's chiming the hour and I've just missed it. Never mind. And that was the wind chime, which I was going to tell you about, which hangs next to the window. Proper fairyland wind chime. And I've just remembered I missed a wind chime, so I'm going to do that now while I remember. It's out here on the landing. And I'm going to do this for a certain friend of mine who I know likes chimes as much as I do. And I can't reach it. Where's it gone? I know you're there somewhere because I hung you there. Where are you? Maybe somebody's taken it down. It's somewhere up there. I can't find it. Got it. Isn't that lovely? I love that. Anyway, where was I? Yes, back to my room. Yes, on the left is the window. And you get the chime, as I've just demonstrated. Also on the window sill are a number of ornaments and some bells. I just love things that ring. Here by that I've got quite a variety. To the right, as I'm standing, is my bed. There's a shelf above the bed, which is quite full. It's a sort of similar sort of mess as the windowsill, really. It's got bells, lots of bells. Actually, most of my really big ones are up here. I'm standing on the bed now to reach it. It's a great big bells with lovely loud rings. There's my biggest. My biggest bell is a big cowbell. Now then. Now we're stuck. I've picked it up and I can't get it back down again. There we go. There's also some musical boxes up here. I love that one. I couldn't resist that. I'm sorry. There we go. Right, I'm off the bed now. Now, to the end of the bed, the bottom end of the bed, is where the fun starts. Oh, and I forgot to mention, at the top end of the bed, near the door, is a little bedside cabinet, which is like a... is another organised bomb site in itself. It's an absolute mess. You've really got to try and take anything out of there, and everything falls out. Yes, but anyway, here is where the fun starts. At the end of the bottom of the bed is where the keyboard is. And that was me turning the power on. We have here a Yamaha PSR 8000, which generally makes this sort of noise. I'm going to do one of my own little noises on it. Thank you.
I'm not going to do that. It actually has words as well, that one. I may try sticking it in another podcast at some point. I didn't manage to get that one transferred over the computer before the stereo broke, otherwise I would have probably stuck it in. You're not supposed to do that. That, in case you were wondering, was the microphone taking a flying lesson. What else have we got in this tiny little room, then? Well, the only other real attraction is the stereo. The big stereo that I used to play all my CDs and things. There is a little karaoke machine thing over to the right of the keyboard that I tend to use as a more as a twin tape deck than anything else. But this one over here, this has twin tape decks too. It's a... Oh, there's my Sonos.
The time is 7:17 p.m.
My Sonos 1XT with the boring female voice. Which actually I've grown quite used to, which is why I haven't bothered to change it. I nearly forgot about that. That thing can pump out some music when it wants to. Actually, let's see what's on Planet Rock.
You are listening to Planet Rock.
Distressing the neighbours now.
Stand by.
That is amazing. I still can't believe the amount of noise that thing can make. It's so small, and yet it can pump the sound out when it wants to. Right, yeah, this big stereo, this is a nice stereo. This is the, what make is it? I've forgotten. It's a Philips. God, blimey, anyone in? It's got a character of its own, this thing. It works when it wants to. I use it quite a lot. Above the stereo is a shelf containing some, guess what, ornaments and some bells, which I've just knocked over, and you're not supposed to do that. And it doesn't have a mobile phone on it, and I don't know whose that was, but won't worry about that. Yeah, it's got some bells, and it's got some ornaments, and it's got some... musical boxes. Yep, I love musical boxes. I've also got, I just remembered that some bells that hang down too. There's some bells there that my friend gave me. And there's also some bells over here. This whole room rings, basically. I've got about 200-something bells. In all kinds of shapes and sizes. Some people think that's really cool, and other people think it's really sad. You know, it's amazing the different reactions I get when people come in and they go, why the bells? You know, I just like them. It all started out with a friend of mine who collected bells, and she showed me. She had about 17 at the time, and she showed me them, and I kind of caught the bell bug, and that's what happened. yeah. So, that's my house, really. I think I've covered everywhere. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope it's given you a feel for where I live. And I will be back, probably, to do the Bagpipe podcast in the not-too-distant future. So this is Lynn Reaper signing out for Blind Cool Tech.